Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time.
That's Stevie Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Mike Daniels. Mike is the former chairman of Network Solutions and a number of other companies. He's an internet pioneer, a true internet pioneer, folks, all the way back to the 1960s. He started when he was only right out of elementary school. Right, Mike?
Oh, right, Jim.
What you want to give us a website, please?
Sure. For our book, our book is on www.nsibook.com.
All right, and that's Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, the Modernization of the Internet. He co-authored that with Robert Beister, and that's available wherever books are sold. Mike, thanks again for being here. We're talking, folks, about the divestiture of the Internet control, the ownership, basically, of the governance of the Internet by the United States government, by the Obama administration, at this very moment. In advance of when they even have to do it, Mike, the contract's not even going to be up for almost a year and a half with ICANN. Talk to us about the implications of this transfer. Talk to us about what, I mean, I asked my audience at the beginning of the hour, Mike, to sort of unfocus their eyes a little bit and imagine what their life would be like today if they had either no access to the Internet, or if it was encumbered in some way, or if it was cost, if there was some price that they had to pay, a tax or something like that. What would happen to commerce? What would happen to global commerce? What would happen to local commerce? What would their life be like? What do you think?
Well, Jim, I think if you might have three things happen, and they're just educated guesses from having been part of this for a long time. One would be you might have some problems with real stability of the Internet. In terms of somebody who got overall governance control of DNS, that could take many forms. Number two, you're right, I hadn't thought much about it, but taxation would be something that some multinational organization or body would certainly start thinking about. And number three would be more regulation. We see that every time we're involved in anything like this. So,
and the Internet is almost unregulated. It's basically unregulated, isn't it?
Oh, and that's what it was supposed to be, and that's been one of the great wonders and beauties of it for 25 years now.
And isn't it amazing that as much as by getting the ownership control, I guess I should say, out of Washington into a separate contract with a nonprofit company like ICANN, it's been kept away from the tinkering around by politicians to tax and regulate it like they do everything else, hasn't it?
Yes, it really has. And I can tell you, even in the 90s, Jim, and through the early 2000s, the European Union, the ITU, the International Telecommunications Union, the UN, China, Russia, all of those parties argued with us constantly that this should be turned over to an international body. And interestingly enough, through the Clinton administration, the Bush administrations, the United States government rejected that notion. And so you've got to ask the question, you know, why do we think anything is different? What has changed? What's the reason to do this after the entire pattern has been so successful operationally for all these years? I don't know the answer to that question, but people should be asking that.
Why aren't
we on Capitol Hill?
Why aren't we hearing? Yes, that's right. Why aren't we hearing about this from members of Congress? Is there anything anybody in Congress could do to stop this? To say, guys, I know you're meeting over there in Singapore, but guess what? We're not going to let that happen. You might as well go home. What do you think, Mike?
Sure. What I think, Jim, is that there should be a number of people on Capitol Hill, and I don't think it has anything to do with political parties on this one. This
right,
is the
I agree.
Democrats and Republicans should say we want hearings at the House and Senate level on exactly what are the reasons behind this. Why should we do this when this has been so successful? I think if that happened, people might stop and start to pay attention to this. and think about why not to do this.
Why isn't Google, why isn't Microsoft, why isn't Silicon Valley all over the news? Why aren't they up in arms about this, Mike?
Well, they should be. They should be, Jim, because the number one thing when I ran Network Solutions is we sold domain names to everybody on Earth was we want stability and we want politics out of this. So they should be up in arms.
And you had a great history with this, and we'll see what happens. But all I can say, Mike, in Google terms, is hashtag, I mean in Twitter terms, hashtag God help us. That's all I can say.
Well, it should be looked at, Jim. So
Thank you, Mike, for being here. Thanks for all your great service over the years and for helping us to have a free and unfettered Internet. You've done as much for that as anybody, and we appreciate that very much. Mike Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.